You're listening to SBS News.
A beachside resort in the seaside village of Vakaloa on Tonga's main island stands in ruins. Marianne Tukuafu, the owner of the resort, says the tsunami siren in the town was not working. So when she and her husband noticed the ocean receding, they drove through the streets calling to people to run for safety.
Nobody knew that there was a wave coming. So, you know, in every household that was on the road, like, we just shouted out, tsunami, tsunami, you know, get to higher ground. We just thank God that, like, you know, he led us. I mean, you know, even though the siren didn't work, but, you know, sent us as a siren for our village.
Her husband, John Tukuafu, says he thought that fateful day was his last.
One thing that I definitely thought on that day was I thought the world was coming to an end. I've never seen Tonga like that. The night before, there was, the skies were different colours. It was yellow, it was red, it was orange. And then as soon as something like that, and then I seen the black ash clouds, look, seems like it was following us, the car.
In Tonga's capital, the streets are deserted, but locals and aid workers are slowly cleaning up the blanket of volcanic ash. Drew Javier, Vice President of Tonga Red Cross, says dust in Nukalofa is a huge problem.
People are still struggling to clean their homes, struggling to clean the roof of their houses. So everybody is, even the unaffected areas by the tsunami, are all affected by the ash.
But while the cleanup is underway, the psychological impact on the Tongan people remains a deep concern. Kofiola Marianne Kupu, a local resident, admits villagers are still scared.
Almost every day, we're just going through the cleaning up. And we just need to see the people in the villages. I've seen them. They're still in shock.
Vanessa Helleda, another local resident, has described the disaster as both terrifying and traumatic.
I haven't had any sleep. I think I've only had eight to nine hours sleep this week. Because when I go to sleep, I place in our mind, and it's like I have this fear.
Mr. Javier of Tonga's Red Cross says some families in the worst affected areas have been evacuated to Nukalofa by the government, but there are some who are hesitant to leave.
There are others who have nothing but don't want to leave the islands, which is quite sad in from our perspective, but courageous, I guess, on their wanting to stay where they have grown up and known all their life. But I, at the same time, I think there's quite a lot of people who are quite afraid because this is a first experience for them in these places.
The United Nations estimates around 80% of Tonga's population have been impacted by the eruption. Meanwhile, two Japanese aircraft loaded with essential supplies have also departed the Amberley RAAF base in Queensland, while officials say ships from the US and Britain are also inbound. Brooke Young, SBS News.